The Trump administration released its national security strategy last month. It's far more critical of Europe, which is democratic, than it is of Russia, an authoritarian state which started the biggest war on the continent since 1945. The 29-page document accuses the European Union of censoring free speech and suppressing political opposition. It also celebrates the growing influence of what the administration calls patriotic European parties. Frank Sperling grew up in Germany and emigrated to the U.S. 35 years ago. He thinks this is a tactic to weaken the EU.
Supporting right-wing movements in Europe creates this national divide that sow the doubt into European unity within the countries and hamper the progress towards that.
The national security strategy also questions whether European nations can remain, quote, reliable allies for the United States. Alfredo Anthony is a retired lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army who served for 7 years in Europe. He's never seen language like this in a national security strategy.
It makes me feel like the parent who is just totally lambasting a child.
Anthony, who lives in St. Petersburg, Florida, says the message is clear.
Hey, Europe, we are no longer going to commit our resources to help you try to clear out everything in your backyard. You have to be the ones to do it. You have to take the lead. We bailed you out too often. Our focus happens to be on the United States, happens to be on the Western Hemisphere. You take care of yourself.
Anthony worked with NATO, keeping peace in the Balkans in the late 1990s. He predicts the transatlantic alliance will fragment, and it'll cost the United States. It won't be able to rely on Europe as it did to fight in Afghanistan after the 9/11 attacks or project power for military action in the Middle East. Frank Langford, NPR News, Washington.